I don't know if you heard the report this week that came out that said, and this is interesting, it said that the iPhone is the most important innovation, the most important device that not only Americans, that is now available in the world. Can you believe that? The iPhone. It has changed the way we live. It's changed the way we do things. It has changed so much. And yet, we sometimes know very little about it. We know how to turn it on, make a phone call, and we don't always know how to make it do everything it's supposed to do. But what we do know is that every so often, they change. They say, we've got a version 6 or a version not coming out, and everybody rushes because you want the new phone. But wait a minute. Can you get that new phone? Why not? Because you got a contract, and you got a deal, and maybe that stops you. My guest today is going to talk about that. She knows a thing or two. Caitlin Pitzker is an online editor with Kiplinger, and she has written an article or two. But in this particular case, she's writing an article about the phones and the possibilities that you may face in terms of upgrading yourself, upgrading your phone. Can you do it? And if you do, what about the contract? We'll talk to her about things that, I mean, this is the kind of thing that would affect you directly in your pocketbook, because is it going to cost you more money? Do you have to stay with the old phone, or can you change things without causing too much of a problem? But let's start now with Caitlin Pitzker from Kiplinger. A new iPhone, but you're stuck with a 2-year contract. Caitlin, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you on the show.
It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Listen, I think a lot of us are in that situation, aren't we? We have a contract. The new phone comes out, but are we able to get what's going on here?
You've made a lot of great points already. The phone market is changing rapidly, particularly because there's so much competition between wireless carriers. And people really need to be aware of this because, as you said, people really like their phones. Their iPhone is one of their most important possessions sometimes, or their Galaxy or whatever smartphone they have is really a big part of their life. They may not be aware that their phone is a lot more expensive than some of these contract plans would indicate. A lot of people, if they've been on those 2-year contract plans for years, like many consumers,
yes,
have been paying roughly $200 each time they upgrade their phone every 2 years. But that's because there's been some really hefty subsidies that have come into play and made those phones seem pretty cheap. But overall, really, the cost of the iPhone is about $650, and consumers may be seeing that a little bit more and feeling it in their wallets.
So we're not really getting that phone for free. We're not really getting it at a discount. We're really paying full price for the equipment sooner or later. Is that your point?
You're describing it well. In the previous setup, where most consumers were signing a 2-year contract, they were locked into that plan for 2 years, and they paid a continuous rate throughout that time period. You'd get a nice discount on the phone, but really, kind of behind the scenes, they'd wrap in the cost of that phone. You know, they knew they were going to be giving you a nice phone and that you wouldn't be paying for it each month. But now those 2-year contracts are going the way of the rotary dial. There's a lot more flexibility as wireless carriers are trying to vie for a larger portion of the market.
Yeah.
So they're offering these flexible, no-contract options with lower-priced service plans. But the catch there is you're going to need to be willing to pay full price for your phone, which can be expensive, like we just spoke about.
So the catch here is that you can get the phone now, but they compensate from that by now telling you that you really are going to pay the $500 or $600 for each piece of equipment that you have.
You will pay full price for the phone, whether that's up front with these new plans. You can just pay it and be done with it, or you can spread it out over 1 to 2 years. A lot of the plans, the iPhone 6 runs about $27 a month for 2 years, but you do have the added flexibility. You can move carriers, do something else. If, say, you move and the service in the area that you're living in isn't mm-hmm. great, or perhaps you change jobs and you go abroad and you no longer want a U.S.-based phone, something like that, you're no longer tied into a contract, which is nice for a lot of people. But they do need to budget for the changing plans, especially if they are going to be paying up front for that phone.
We're talking with Caitlin Pitzker. When we come back, we'll talk more about what you need to know when you decide that, okay, I'm going to upgrade. When is the right time? And is it okay to change from company to company? But no matter what you do, are you going to pay for it? It sounds like that's possibly the case. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest is Kiplinger online editor Caitlin Pitzker. We're talking about, here's what caught my attention. It said, are you dying to get your hands on the new iPhone 6s but stuck in your two-year contract? Don't worry, there's a way out. What is the way out, Caitlin?
Well, if you have a two-year contract and you really are eager to get out, you can certainly ask your carrier about that, but you probably will be facing some sort of termination fee unless you're trying to stay with the same carrier. Then they might be able to kind of give you soften the blow there. You still probably will have a fee, but it may not be quite as ugly. But if you're looking to change, you definitely should talk to your carrier. Right now is a really good time to start reshopping your plan, particularly if you're coming towards the end of your contract. Carriers are really trying to vie for that market share and get new consumers on their plans. So it's a really good time to shop around, see what plans may be best for you. Because these new plans that we've been speaking about without the two-year contract,
they can actually
save some consumers money over the course of several years, or they can hurt you and hurt your wallet if you are a certain type of consumer as well.
So you got to be careful. You got to look at the small print here and say, okay, what are they really offering, right? I mean, but here's what we all see this, Caitlin. How does this work? I see the advertise. You're tired. You want a new phone. We'll pay for your fee or whatever. We'll buy the contract out. Come to us. What is it? Does that work or does it not work?
There are some really sweet deals out there, and if you can get in on one of them, that's wonderful. You just want to make sure that you're getting the type of phone service that you need. The first thing I would recommend if you're thinking about reshopping your plan or jumping ship with your carrier, take a look at your current bill, see what you're paying for, see how much data you actually use. A lot of consumers may actually be paying for way more data than they use on a typical month. So they could be paying through the nose for something that they're not even using. Take a look at what you're paying and what you use, and then shop around, see what else is out there. Some of these no-contract plans could actually benefit consumers, particularly people who tend to hang on to their phones a bit longer. Because what happens is after you've paid off that phone, the cost of the service, that's the text messaging, the calls, the data, the cost of the service goes down. So you've had that two-year period where you're paying, say, $27 a month or something for your iPhone. And then once that phone is paid off, if you're still happy with your phone and you're willing to hang on to it for a bit, you're going to see the cost of service decrease $15, $20, $30, which is a nice chunk of change over the course of another year if you'll hang on to that phone.
Here's what happened to me, and how dumb am I? I have a business plan. I have three children. My wife and I are all on the same plan. And so I go into the store to get a cord or something and says, why don't you upgrade? It doesn't cost you anything. And so I said, really? They said, yeah, what have you got? And I said, I've got the four or whatever I had. And they said, okay, you're good for the five or six, and each one of your kids are the same. And I said, great. And they said, we're going to give you $25 back or whatever the AT&T person said. So I got them all new phones, Caitlin, only to find out that I had just bought $1,500 worth of telephones. I was billed that way later on, and I just raised holy heck about it, but there's nothing I could do. I mean, they were using it. What did I miss here?
Well, it sounds like you certainly had a salesperson who was very actively doing their job that day. But, it's really good to check into the plans a little bit more before you actually jump and make the purchase. I know myself, when I've been shopping around for cell plans, I've gone into the store because I'm the type of consumer who likes to look at the phone and feel it and see how it feels in my hand. And then I'll go online and check out the pricing there. And sometimes even using the same carrier and the same plan, sometimes there's some differences there. And also you don't feel the pressure when you're sitting in your living room looking at a computer screen instead of in the store. So I can really think it through and decide what I'm going to need for my personal phone usage.
Okay, so in other words, again, it's about shoppers beware. Don't do the dumb thing I did. I bought everybody a new phone, and I think I paid about $300 or $400 per phone, if not more. So I ended up with and they financed this, by the way, in their own way. It says, okay, over each month you pay a little bit on this debt. I mean, it's a very slick way, but ultimately, as you point out, I ended up paying full price for those telephones, didn't I?
It sounds like you probably did. I think the silver lining here, if you will, is that you probably will see a discount on your service over the course of time. So if you're paying full price for your phone, as a lot of consumers will be with these new plans since the major mobile carriers are moving in this direction,
yeah.
If you're paying full price, you're going to eventually see your service costs go down a little bit, which at least is nice, even though you kind of get dinged up front with that initial shock of paying full price for your phone.
Caitlin Pitzker is my guest. We're talking about your iPhone, the most important device you have today. When we come back, we'll make sure you know where to go to find out more about this from the article that she wrote. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest today, as we continue our conversation, is Caitlin Pitzker. She's online editor for Kiplinger. We're talking about the new iPhone. Everybody seems to want it. It's supposedly the most innovative and the most important design development in our lifetimes. Can you believe that? Caitlin certainly knows about it. Caitlin, your article, where can we find your article? And do you agree that the iPhone is that important in our lives?
The iPhone is so important to so many of us, and generally any smartphone. I know a lot of people who are really fond of their Samsung Galaxies and their other smartphones that they love. But it's really important to try to save money on it, too. You know, make sure you're making smart consumer decisions on those plans and on the actual device itself. You can find my article about cell phone subsidies in the November issue of Kiplinger's Personal Finance, which is currently on newsstands, as well as on Kiplinger.com. We actually have some more cell phone coverage in our December issue, which will be coming on newsstands shortly, where we name some of the best phone plans for different types of phone users.
Okay, and I appreciate that. And by the way, folks, I think you're talking about the December issue of the online editor. Is that what you mean?
The story about cell phone subsidies is in our November issue, and then the story that we actually run an annual best list every year, and that's in our December issue. And within that, we're naming the best cell phones for different types of phone users, particularly of interest for some people who are thinking about the subsidies going away, are those people who are, say, dying to have their hands on the latest smartphone at all times. Sprint iPhone Forever plan, for example, is a great way to do that. So someone who's looking to make sure they always have the latest and greatest smartphone is going to want to look at something like that.
Okay, here's the question everybody's sitting there saying. Do I need to have a plan, a two-year plan? Do I have to sign anything anymore? What's the best deal for me at this point?
There are still ways to have a two-year contract if that's something that you prefer or you're just most comfortable that way, but it is really getting a little bit more challenging to do that. T-Mobile actually started doing away with two-year plans. They led the charge back in 2013, and then the other three major U.S. carriers, that's AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon, started their own voluntary programs, and then over this past summer, Sprint announced that they were eliminating long-term contracts. Verizon followed suit. And it's really getting harder to do it, so that's why you need to be aware of it if you're thinking about giving up your two-year contract.
Well, I think Caitlin, the question that people are saying is, why do I have a two-year contract if I can buy this phone or use this phone without the two-year contract? But it's just not that simple to answer, is it?
Well, actually, for a lot of people, it is going to be the way they have to go. Unless they stick with their kind of grandfathered two-year contract, they're going to be looking at these flexible plans. And it can be really nice. You get that added flexibility. You have no contract, nothing that's going to tie you to them if something in your life changes. But you just need to be aware of it as you're looking at phones and plan that into your budget, particularly if you're someone who's going to want to pay it up front and just kind of be done with that obligation.
And look into your crystal ball for us, Caitlin. Where's all this going? I mean, are we? What's going to happen from your point of view in the future here with the iPhone? Is it just going to?
You know.
Go ahead.
That is a really good question and something I've kind of been pondering over. You know, I think consumers with this change are going to be more aware of how expensive their smartphones are. Until now, it's been really easy to think that they're, you know, $200. It's expensive, but it's not that bad. And suddenly, we're all starting to realize that they're $650, $700 for these things. But I've been looking at some of the new technology that they're working on, and I'm hoping to see maybe there's some great phones that'll come out that'll be a little bit cheaper in the future, but it's certainly not around the corner. It's not something we're going to see come January or February, I don't think.
Yeah, but keep your eye out. Caitlin, what a pleasure to have you on the program. I mean, this is such an important topic because all of us, in some form or fashion, we're using these phones today. And so, you know, I think the important message that you say is stay on top of things, know what's going on, read your contracts, and be prepared to get the best deal you can get. Would you agree? You agree?
Yes, I agree. And now's a really good time to start rethinking these things, especially if you're coming up on your end of your two-year contract. Take the time to reshop and see if you're getting the best value for your dollar.
Coming up next, benevolent capitalism? There's two words that you might not think you'd see together, but my guess says they belong together. Stay with us.